put down that iPhone and pick up a pinhole camera. These basic but ingenious cameras date all the way back to 500 BCE, and while they certainly might seem primitive compared to today's technology, they really do produce charming photos. Tomorrow is Worldwide Pinhole Photography Day, and to celebrate, we've invited Nancy Breslin, a fine art photographer who specializes in pinhole photography, to join us in our studios. Nancy, thanks so much for being with us.
It's a pleasure, Scott.
You brought a couple of pinhole cameras in with you today. How do they work? One of them's in a cookie container.
Yes, this is a pirouette tin. I lined it with black so light wouldn't bounce around all inside the cookie tin. And if you take any light-tight container, and if you have a hole in it, and ideally you want it to be pinhole size, like putting in a sewing needle, maybe half a millimeter or so. Mm-hmm. And if you put inside, say, a piece of photographic paper, enough light hits, you have an image. And when you go into the darkroom and put that in the developer, you see an upside-down and backwards image.
Could we see a couple? And I'll try and describe. Yeah.
This is a self-portrait, and I'm standing in front of rectangular garage doors, but they look all kind of twisty and curvy because a cookie tin, this one is curved. So as the light comes in, it gets distorted around the edges, so it gives you kind of a very magical look.
Magical's the word. I mean, if you weren't sitting here with us right now, I would say I'm seeing a ghost of Nancy Breslin.
Yes. Well, the other factor is, you know, I wasn't, in fact, there the whole time. Ooh. I was there long enough to have enough photons bounce off me and go through the hole and onto the paper to get the image. This is the pinhole camera I use most of the time. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful little box made of teak with brass fittings. Now, this has a manufactured hole, so it's very precise. There's nothing automatic that happens here. And I could, you know, open this up and just show you, it takes 120 film, which is that larger film that comes on a roll. So with this camera, I can take 12 pictures and then I get something like this.
You're holding up 12 negatives, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Commonly, how long do you have to stand in front of it?
Well, it depends on the lighting. Our pupils get bigger indoors and smaller outside. If you're outside, I've got a very small opening here, so it might be maybe a minute or two. If I'm inside, it could be hours.
What do you love about it?
You know, I put a more kind of conscious approach into these. I mean, they're more kind of valuable. I've got those 12 frames. My main project is called A Pinhole Diary of Eating Out. I go to a restaurant or go to a friend's house for tea. I bring my pinhole camera and I take a picture. With these, the thing that I was most engaged with was the person I'm with, who becomes very ghost-like because, say, I'm having lunch with you and it's a 10-minute exposure. The water glass might be still. All of the decor will be very still. That'll all be sharp. You become a blur. It becomes very ghost-like. Isn't that the way our memories work?
That's the way our memories work. You're
yes.
Right. Yeah.
I'm just going to show you an image here. The Building Museum, a couple of years ago, when they installed a giant maze. This was about a 2-minute exposure. You can see little wisps of people in the center.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
That's all you see. So it becomes just something, I think, much more, again, kind of magical,
yeah.
Surreal.
Nancy, that's a beautiful image.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites.
Worldwide Pinhole Photography Day is tomorrow. If somebody wants to join in the fun, what can they do?
So around the world, there are a variety of people giving lectures. They have little seminars. They'll have groups together. You can take a one-day class and build a camera. And a lot of cities, you'll find something like that.
You can go to our website, npr.org, for more on how to make your own pinhole camera and celebrate Worldwide Pinhole Photography Day. Nancy Breslin, fine art photographer, thank you so much for being with us.
It was a pleasure. Thank you for having me.